Hey guys, it's Thursday and we're jumping over to one of the books towards the end of our Bible, though chronologically it fits right here, scrunched in the middle of Acts. We're going to James chapter 1 today, and I want to give you a little bit of background on the book itself. James is the author. James was more than likely the brother of Jesus, and he was one of the leaders of the Jerusalem church. He was probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, brothers of Jesus, since in Matthew 4 it lists him first, which they oftentimes listed the oldest first. And at first, James didn't believe in Jesus' messiahship. We know that from reading the Gospels. But after the resurrection, boy, did it kick in for James, and he became huge in the leadership of the beginning of the church in Jerusalem. And this seems to be in verse 1, it talks about this being written to the 12 tribes. So it seems to be written to Jewish Christians. And he wrote as a pastor to encourage those who were dispersed, those who were persecuted, those who were struggling. But if you were to ask me, what's the main premise of the book of James? What's it about? And I would say, for the most part, the book of James is to show us how to walk the walk as Christians. And I got to tell you, I'm going to do a series on the whole book of James before too long. I still need to plan it in our church calendar, but we're going to really dig in this book down the road because there's so much good stuff. And the hardest part about recording this today is that there are so many things I want to talk about. This could be a 30-minute New in 22 devotion, but I think I'll save that for a sermon. So what I think I'm going to have you do, because it talks about such incredible things, it talks about trials and persevering, and it talks about faith and what role good deeds play in our faith. And knowing that we are not saved by good deeds, but good deeds, things we do, are extremely important to be recognized as those who follow Christ. But I want to point you and really have you think about the very beginning of James chapter 1, starting in the second verse. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Now, how often when you are going through a trial do you consider it pure joy? How often do I? I can answer that with one word: never. How often am I tempted immediately when I'm going through a trial to consider it pure joy, to say, "Oh, this is wonderful." But here's something that I really want you to land on today. Why is James saying that when we go through trials in our lives, difficulties in our lives, why should we consider it a good thing? So I'd like you to really focus on the next things that he says and ask yourself, with the reasons that James gives us, are they enough to get us to look at our trials and tribulations a little bit or a lot differently? Why should we see trials as a good thing? I tell you what, anytime you are discouraged, anytime you're going through difficulties, I know I do this, I turn to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and following, because I'm reminded of the why and reminded of the what can result from these trials. So that's where I want to encourage you to land today and really think about the trials you're going through. Look at what comes out of them and ask yourself, is this enough reason for me to find joy in the midst of trials in my life? And I'll leave you with that. I'll be back with you next time with chapter 2.